always build a mound of dirt. And put those potatoes right down on that mound and put some corn stalks and things down so the air could get in there and circulate. And then mound dirt around it, 2 or 3 inches thick. And put us a little roof of some kind over it so they keep the wood fresh. A lot better potatoes than you buy out of these markets.
In the days before refrigeration, was there some particular place where people would keep the dairy products, just butter and...
Oh yeah, we had wells. Most everybody had wells or springs, and they'd come out and store their milk and butter in the spring. And seal it, you know, in jars.
Right.
And put it in the spring to keep it cool and fresh. And some had ropes, and they'd tie the jars and buckets to their ropes and let it down in the well, 15, 20 feet, to keep it cool. The only way you could do it and keep it fresh.
Okay, we're still talking about the cows, and then we might add some mules and other animals such as horses. What do you call the place around the barn where you might let them walk around?
That's the lot. You'll always, and the barn's enclosed with a fence around so you can control your stock around the barn that way. You can't grow them very well.
Okay, what would you call the place where you let the cows, the sheep, other animals go out and graze?
That's a pasture.
And was this pasture with a fence or not fence?
Yeah, it'd be fenced.
Would it be a difference if it, what you call it, if it were not fenced?
Well, that's open range, but we haven't had open range here in a long time. That's when the people fenced in their houses, around their house, to keep the stock from coming in and ruining the shrubbery and doing damage to the yard and everything. It sent that in and let the stock go out free range.
Did you ever do any work in raising cotton?
When I was at home, yeah, before I finished school, high school.
Can you tell me some?
Just have to, with the farming generally, we had cotton and corn, mostly peanuts, potatoes. I know we used to have to plant about 5 acres of cotton to make a bale. Now they make 1 to 2 bales per acre.
Mm-hmm.
That one was used a lot of fertilizer. And a lot of people just didn't believe in using a lot of fertilizer. But, I can remember back when we had a neighbor down there, he wouldn't put any nitrogen at all on his corn. He was in making it, but he had another neighbor down that would always use the nitrogen soda. And a lot of the people around the community thought that Mr. Hayes was going to run his farm. He had a pretty field there. He was going to get his land where it wouldn't produce at all by using nitrogen. But that place still in cultivation, the field is, and they made about the best cotton in the community this year, I think. Old Hayes place here.
Sometimes you might have some grass that's going to grow up in cotton fields where you didn't want it to. Is there any term you might give to that kind of undesirable grass there?
You mean destroying the grass or?
Or just the kind of grass it might be.
Oh yeah, well we had grass always grew better than the cotton did. We had the crab grass, blue-all grass, Eastern night grass. You'd hold it, Eastern night grass, you'd hold it out today and go back the next morning, it'd be an inch high.
Oh, into night?
Yeah, they call it Eastern night.
That's pretty good.
And come back from your roots overnight. Of course, it wouldn't go that whole inch, but that's what they call it. They call it fast growth grass.
It seems a lot like the nut grass that gets in.